So my name is Jessica. I'm compulsive overeater bulimic.
Hi, Jessica.
Good to be here. Thank you, everyone. I feel at home in this group. I feel that this is where it started for me years ago. But I identify as bulimic, and that's what my abstinence is no purging. And I have about 6 months, no purging.
Yay, thank you.
And so, you know, looking back, I was thinking about what I wanted to share today. And I was thinking that, you know, sugar was my first drug of choice. When I was little, I did everything just to get sugar. Halloween was my favorite and still is my favorite holiday. But because I felt something different when I ate sugar. I would use food in general to feel better at a young age. And then I dabbled with drugs to stay thin. So I did that for a while. And then I was still binging and purging at that time as well, as using stimulants to lose weight. I got clean and sober, and but food was always the problem for me. Well, I'm the problem, actually. It's just I use food to feel different, feel better. I came into this room years ago, and I didn't identify at first. I was too scared. But then upon hearing other people share and seeing other people's strength, I was able to identify. And also there was a pamphlet that had a list of all food behaviors that I checked off. Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, I restrict, you know, I eat frozen food that's still frozen. I've eaten food out of the trash. I've eaten food that was burnt and not good anymore. But it's the obsession to fill the void. And I said yes to a lot of those things. And then I got to know myself a little bit better. I was introduced to a higher power, whom I choose to call Mother Goddess, and in another program. But I still, through doing the OA steps, I've gained a closer relationship with this higher power of mine. And for that, I'm very grateful, because for a long time, I didn't believe in anything. And so now I have a very close relationship with higher power. I have a sponsor whom I call, and we text, and I've done the steps with her. I'm currently on step 4, working in the workbook. And at first I had some fears about that, because, you know, there's a lot of, stigma against the fourth step. But, you know, I've done the fourth step in other programs, and I just thought, you know, just do it. And so I've got nothing, there's no fear. I just have to walk through the fear. And been answering the questions, and I've been getting very honest and open-minded and willing to do them. And I found relief. So for me, with my program, there's a lot of relief in the steps. Like, there's a lot of relief in meetings, but like it says in our literature, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, not as a result of these meetings. And that was instilled in me too. Let's see. Yes, so I have about 6 months purge free. The other morning, I was making my coffee, everything. Well, I woke up actually not wanting to get up. And it's like, it was just that one little thing. Then it turned into a bigger thing, and it just kind of kept snowballing. And I was making my coffee, and I turned to the right, and there was these bagels. So I, without even toasting it, without even separating it, I just started eating it. And then I panicked and I threw it away. I only took a few bites, and then I threw it away. And then my disease, my illness, was talking to me very loudly and saying, go get it. And so I went to the trash can and I picked it out of the trash and I started eating it again. So I've done another food behavior that I thought was gone, but it resurfaced again the other day. So that day, I went to an OA meeting. This was Thursday. I went to an OA meeting and told on myself, and the day got better. Once I started being honest, the day got better. Once I started forgiving myself and moving on, the day got better. So that's kind of a lesson to me. Like, my day can be, it's like perception. And I know in another program, they talk about like a new pair of glasses. Like if I look at my day as being a bad day, it will continue to be a bad day if I choose that perception. If I wake up and start off with bad food behaviors, and it's just all about behaviors for me, it's not about the food, it's about the behaviors for me in my program. And if I continuously start off my day with bad behaviors and it keeps going throughout the day, I'm going to have a really bad day. I'm going to be stuck in shame and guilt if I don't talk about it. And I've learned that I'm only as sick as my secrets. And so I'm just honest about it today. And so, I'm grateful. I have a lot of things in my life, like the promises are coming true. I'm only on my fourth step, but there's still some promises that are coming true for me. I have wonderful people in my life. I was so on November 27th, I was in a car accident, and it almost took my life. I'm surprised I'm still here or not, paralyzed. But so when I was in the hospital, I was doing three meals a day, nothing in between, and I really didn't have a choice. So I would eat my meals and be really honest about it, and a lot of my friends in OA, they reached out to me and sent me cards, and I'm really grateful for that, because it showed me that that there are people that are very good in this world, and because I in the beginning, I mean, before my accident, I was starting to think that there was really nothing good in the world. And so being in the accident really changed my perception. So and I've seen how strong I am and how much I can persevere, and not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. I can persevere, and I can lean on the 12 principles that I've learned in this program. I can lean on those. I can lean on courage. I can lean on honesty and perseverance, love, service, just hope and faith, which I really had not too much of it before this accident. So, and then people were telling me everything happens for a reason. And I really felt like I didn't need to hear that, So it really rubbed me the wrong way. And, but it kept surfacing. So I don't know if it's the universe trying to tell me something, or if it's just how I react to it, respond to it instead of react, and let people know, hey, it's not okay to say, people do struggle, and to say that everything happens for a reason is kind of dismissing a person. But anyway, yeah, back to just being grateful. I'm really grateful that so just in a few months I'm able to walk again. And yeah, and it's been due to modern medicine. It's been due to me listening to my physical therapist, and literally it's like one step at a time. And I like it's not just eating like that abstinent bite, one step at a time, one meal at a time, one day at a time. It's been like learning how to walk again. And so it's been just one big, like, I don't want to say lesson, but just like one big moment in time that I've really learned a lot, and I continue to stay strong, and I continue to tell my story, because people tell me that my story has power, and all of our stories have power, you know. Even if we don't think that we have anything to share, I feel that we, if we do get honest about our shares, I mean about ourselves, then it can really help somebody. So I'm not sure how much time that was, but I'm gonna wrap it up, because I'd like to hear more from other people. But I just wanted to thank everyone for letting me share today. Thank you.